Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Detani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Welcome to Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Congratulations on finishing Gemara Beya Beitza, and now we are in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's very much talking about the idea of Rosh Hashanah, but also talking about different other things. And the Mishnah brings us to the first aspect of what's talked about on Rosh Hashanah 2. The Mishnah says in the Gemara there are four new years, and the first of Nisan is the new year for the kings and for the festivals, and the first of Elul is the new year for the Maaser of animals. Revelation Rabbi Shimon says in the first of Tishrei. The first of Tishrei is the new year for the reckoning of years. That's the one we know about for Rosh Hashanah, for the Shemitah, the other years, for the sapping and the vegetables. And the first Shavuot is the new year for the tree. And, of course, we talk about that there is also, according to the opinion of Beishamai, Beishel, let's say it is the 15th of Shavuot. So the idea being that there are different types of New Year's for different things, for kings, for trees, the New Year of the Rosh Hashanah that we know about. The real aspect to focus on is that there's always a new time for new beginnings. There's always a new time for new things, for New Year's, for different aspects to be able to renew yourself and to be able to go about and actually accomplish different things. You don't have to wait for Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to wait for Yom Kippur to have a new beginning. Every month we have a newness of the cycle of Rosh Hashanah. In the notes in the introduction to Rosh Hashanah, it was fascinating. It went through the intercalations, the calculations of how the Beis Din under Hillel, the 13th or the 13th generation after Hillel, Hazakin from the famous Beis Hillel, he went and made the calendar of the entire rest of Jewish history until the coming of the Messiah, Mashiach. Back in the days where they had no calculators, they barely had a paper and pencil, not many people were literate. Of course, the sages were brilliant, but in general, they went through the solar cycle, understanding there's 354 days of the moon cycle, there's 365 days of the solar cycle. Actually, it makes a lot of sense to have a year based on the lunar and not on the solar, because the solar is very relative. There's nothing that really happens of the earth going around the sun. No, the moon and the earth go around each other every 30 days. So it makes a lot of sense to have a lunar year. But then we need the things to be in the right seasons, because we need Pesach to be in the springtime. And if the leap years weren't put in, then every year it would be like 11 days earlier would be Pesach, and the Pesach would end up being in the winter, which would be very not good. So we have to put 7 leap years every 19 years, as the sages point out, to show that every year there's always new beginnings. Understand that there could always be new beginnings. Every week is a new week. Every month is a new month. There's always a time for new beginnings. Don't wait till Rosh Hashanah. There's always a chance to turn over a new leaf, to start anew, to start fresh, to begin a new project or whatnot in your own life. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 3 here on the TTD.